You know, it still smells like burgers in here, and it's wonderful. Welcome, folks. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Dave in here behind the mic as usual with you and all the best moments from today's show. A show where carnivores and vegans collide and things don't manage to get scoldy, self-righteous, or violent. Yes, miracles can happen. We welcomed Harvest Seasonal Grill into the show today. John's good friend Dave McGrogan and company, and they cooked up some burgers, an Impossible Burger, which looks, smells, and tastes like meat, but is nothing but plants. You'll see what that was all about. Go try one for yourself. I recommend it, especially if you have a pesky vegan friend that just won't shut the hell up, and you need a good compromise. So we had some fun with that today. The Masters are starting tomorrow. It's the holy week for golfers out there, and we talked about that before announcing a new fun thing we're going to be doing to kick off the week. Mullet Monday. We want to know about your blast from the past hair-wise, or maybe you're even rocking one currently. They're supposedly back in vogue. We had a bunch of passes to Rampage, the new movie starring The Rock, and had fun with the classic rock name game, passing those out. So let's take a listen together. Here you go, folks. It is the Daily Podcast.
Yesterday, I'm watching Channel 6 last night, and I'm watching the 6 o'clock news, and they're waiting for Jay Wright to come out on stage. You know, they returned to Villanova last night. The parade's going to be on Thursday. Right. All right, but they returned to Villanova last night.
They were camped out there.
Right. You know, the school was just over the top, And they were waiting to cut away on the news. Now, this is more Jay Wright's fault than it is Channel 6's fault. But by the time Jay came out, it was around the time that Cecily was supposed to do weather, which is like, you don't screw with the weather, right? Yeah. But they went to Jay, and Jay starts to introduce, you know, the coaches and the players, and they start with all the bench guys, right? Uh-huh. And it got to a point that Channel 6 had a break for commercials. When do they break for commercials? Just before all the main players,
the stars,
all the stars come out, and they break away, and they come back, and it's like there's a couple of them on, and like, well, Cecily's got to do weather.
She cracked the whip.
She comes in, she does the weather. Thank you. The rest of it will be online. So I was like,
waste of time.
Yeah, I know. I feel that we've been in that situation where, you know, you're sitting there, you're waiting to do something, and the guest screws it up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right?
But I'm sitting there going,
Give the scrub some.
Right. This is not
those guys can cheer with the best of them.
Not the way to, time to cut away to spots.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK.
Speaking of beer, and I know you two are already, the two of them folks are already talking about it. They've been talking about it since Monday. The fact that the Masters starts tomorrow, right?
Yes.
All right,
indeed.
Starts tomorrow. Now, do you know that they're cracking down on the drunk people at the Masters?
I saw some sort of story about this.
There's a whole bunch of things that they don't want people, players are complaining of people shouting things out.
That's been a theme lately, in general. Right.
And the one that will get you thrown out.
Get in the hole?
Right. No, not get in the hole.
Mashed potatoes.
Nope. Dilly dilly. If you yell out dilly dilly.
That's a new one.
They will grab you and throw you out of Augusta.
Is Bud Light not a sponsor this year?
I guess not. Although Bud Light has seized the opportunity for free publicity, and they're sending 1,000 Dilly Dilly t-shirts to the Masters to just put on people.
Oh, that's great.
All right? You know, and it comes with a proclamation that's signed by the King has a name, right? King John Barley is the King's name, the Dilly Dilly King from Bud Light. But, you know tomorrow. It's going to start tomorrow. You know, Jim Nantz. And those little vignettes that they do about the Masters.
Hello, friends.
You know,
piano.
Welcome back to early coverage of the Masters. An almost endless loop of historic backstories and clips that we've shown you countless times before of past champions. Great names like Jack, Arnold, Tiger, Gary, Ben, Bobby, alongside other winning names like Sergio, Bubba, Vijay, Fuzzy, and Fred. They are the Masters of the Masters, which leads us into the next hour of highlight clips in our early coverage of the Masters. on CBS.
I just love the speak.
I'm so excited. Hello, friends. Welcome
hello, friends.
In. Can't wait to hear that.
The John DiBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouthboy. Zip it.
MGK.
So, Cindy, what do you think is making a dramatic return to the fashion world this year?
I have no idea.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
The mullet.
What?
Get out.
The mullet, yep.
It's about time.
Party, you know, business up front, party in the back.
Yeah.
Yep, it is making its way back into fashion.
The Kentucky waterfall.
No.
Yeah. Who's bringing it back?
People, I don't know if it's millennials or whomever, but
hipsters have been rocking them for a while.
Have they? Yeah. The Camaro cut, some people.
The Camaro cut.
The Mississippi top hat.
And, you know, and the thing about the mullet is it wasn't just a guy thing. It was popular.
Oh,
but
it was unisex.
Men and women.
Yeah.
Children had it. Everybody had it.
I had sort of a modified one.
I had a full-blow one, all right? And then I had a mullet that turned into a skullet. All right.
That's one of my favorite words, by the way, a skullet.
I still had the party in the back, but I had nothing in the front.
The front cover of that Zoo album. Good example.
Right. Zoo's next. Yep.
John's meeting had ended. His business meeting was over.
So I came up with an idea, and Cindy, you had something that resembled a mullet as well.
Right, my hair. I had really long hair, but the front was shorter.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right,
dig know. Up a pic, please.
Yeah, you know. And who was the all out master of the mullet? Michael Bolton.
Oh yeah, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah. Billy Ray Cyrus. Yeah. He had something big going there.
Uncle Jesse.
Yeah, Uncle Jesse.
That was like a poofy, fluffy one.
Yeah. John Stamos had it.
Yep.
All right.
Darren Dalton.
Dutch had a great mullet.
Yes.
Right. And look, we've all been through it, and that's why I'm declaring this Monday, and maybe every Monday,
mm-hmm.
Mullet Monday. Folks, I want you to go out. I want you to find those mullet pictures that you have.
I love it.
Right? And we're going to post them all on the Facebook page on WMGK.com. As a matter of fact, if you go to the Facebook page, it'll send you to a link that will immediately put it on WMGK.com. So we would love to see your mullet from Mullet Monday. This coming Monday, we will debut them all right here at Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Yeah, Mama had a mullet when she had that squeeze box around the chest.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
Classic rock, 102.9 MGK. Highway to Hell from AC/DC. Speaking of hell, you guys got a hell of a challenge ahead of you later on this morning.
Right.
All right. Yes. Cindy, you've been to Harvest, right?
Yes, many times.
All right. Harvest has this new thing called the Impossible Burger, which is a plant-based burger. You know, it's a meatless burger.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it while I was on vacation, and it's next to impossible to tell the difference between it and a real hamburger.
Really?
I find it impossible to believe
meat
that.
Meat and not meat. I think it's pretty simple.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm
you
telling you.
You can show me a picture of a cow and a plant, and I could tell you which is the cow.
Yes. Yeah, you probably can. Right? But later on this morning, they're bringing these burgers, because these two didn't believe me. They didn't believe that it could happen. So mm-hmm. I have the folks from Harvest coming in later on today, and they're going to have a meat burger, and they're going to have a plant-based burger, and these two are going to get to taste them and see if they can discover which is which.
Oh, cool.
And when they even bleed these burgers, they even bleed. It's amazing.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
Replicants.
The chef cuts himself.
It's a magic trick.
So that's coming up at 8:10 this morning. The reason why we're talking burgers is when I was down in Del Rey with my friend Dave McGrogan, Dave has one of the Harvest restaurants down there,
mm-hmm.
and we went over to Harvest, and they have this thing called the Impossible Burger, and you know me, I'm a PETA member, people for the eating of tasty animals.
Yes.
All right? And he says, look, you got to try this thing. It's a plant-based burger, right? And you're not going to be able to tell that it's not a beef burger. All right? And I said, yeah, come on, give me a break. All right. It's the most incredible burger I've ever had. It is absolutely spectacular. You could cook it. You want it medium rare. You want it rare, however you want it. It comes out looking like a burger cooked that way. It even bleeds, right? It's got
I can't tell visually right now looking at these two burgers,
right,
which
right.
is which.
So Dave and Steve doubt me on this. So we asked Dave. Hiya, Dave.
How are you, John?
I am good. Right? We asked Dave to bring Chef Josh in and to make up burgers. So you've got a beef burger there, and you've got an Impossible Burger there. What can you tell us about the Impossible Burger?
So the Impossible Burger is really cool. So it is a plant-based burger, and people have had plant-based burgers. I'm not telling you. It's a contest. So I might win concert tickets. So the Impossible Burger, like many other plant-based burgers, comes from wheat proteins and soy proteins and other things. A cool thing is they add coconut oil to it, which definitely gives you sort of the juicy texture. But mm-hmm. the most amazing thing about the product is they actually bring in heme. Heme is like hemoglobin in your blood, right?
Okay.
So that's what makes blood red, right? So heme is in all animal product.
Okay.
Well, heme also exists in the plant world. But in the Impossible Burger, they actually inject it with heme, a plant-based heme. That's what gives you that red color. That's also what allows you to cook it to temperature. As you cook the heme, it turns brown. If you cook it less, it's red. Yeah. So right. it really gives you a lot of the flavor profile of a burger, and it also gives you the look of a burger. And really, as people are trying to be more plant-based and live a little healthier, uh-huh. you get the indulgence of a burger with not the sort of negative impacts on your heart, your cholesterol, your arteries, right. and things like that.
He talks about burgers like I talk about cars. it's absolutely amazing.
It's a very cool product. And at Harvest, we really wanted to add some plant-based things this year to the menu. And we added in the spring menu about 5 or 6 more plant-based items because there's a lot of consumers looking to go more plant-based. And this has been the star. This is just an amazing product, and it's very cool.
I've never let a burger sit in front of me without touching it this long. Like, can we? I'm starving.
Now, Dave is the only one who knows which is the Impossible Burger and which is the meat burger. So you guys can take your bites, and I'll ask Dave about something else.
All right.
Okay. All right. Didn't you, with Villanova winning, didn't you serve Villanova? Villanova, like
we
all
did actually, yeah. Actually, Harvest and Radnor, the one on Lancaster Avenue there at Route 30 and 476 in Radnor, mm-hmm. We catered for Villanova basketball this year. So
right.
we even did Christmas for them. So they wanted the team to be together on Christmas.
Right.
So we were actually closed on Christmas, but our chef and our general manager went over and catered for the entire team on Christmas Day. And all throughout the season, we catered. And really, the request was high quality proteins, organic produce, organic food. And we got a super nice text from them yesterday, basically right. saying that the food helped them recover and train and stuff. So that was awesome. It was really cool to be a part of something like that.
All right. Now, have you switched burgers yet? Have you tried the other
one
yet?
I took a bite of the first one, which
was
delicious.
Right.
I'm about to try the second one.
All right.
Both are delicious.
Now we do realize, folks, that you know, eating burgers on the radio isn't necessarily
it's not scintillating exactly. But
you might as well have a grand triloquist on. Right?
You know? No, trust me, this is better than that.
right. But
a burger
but
mime.
These two did not want to believe me that it's. You know, look, maybe you can taste the difference between the two, but you will admit that it is an incredible burger.
I wanted to hate this so bad,
all right.
But I love both of these.
Right.
I may not know which is which, but...
Can you tell which is the difference?
I think they're both red and bloody. On the it's insane.
Come back to me in an hour.
It seems like voodoo. Seems like voodoo.
Is that one the Impossible Burger? The one on the right?
Yeah, I think that's my guess, too. The one that's a little bit sloppy.
Yeah! Told you show me a cow, you show me a plant. I'll tell you which one's a cow, damn it.
Steve's intense with his burger knowledge.
They're both incredible. Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can sort of taste a little bit of plantiness.
A little bit of plantiness.
I don't actually know what that tastes like. I'm going to go home and eat a plant today, though.
Yeah, you'll find out.
You don't feel your arteries clog as much when you bite into the Impossible Burger.
I've got to tell you, in all honesty, if he only brought one in, right, there is no way that you would have been able to tell. See, you're doing one against the other. When I did it, I'm doing right now, I just went for the Impossible Burger. And it is stop eating.
I've also been staring at his Instagram account with pictures of it all over, right, so I can tell. Right. You know, the meat flakes sort of look similar
but
in real life.
But it is incredible.
Yeah. Oh, it's delicious.
You've got to admit,
it's amazing. Yeah.
It's just really good. How could that possibly not be meat?
Yeah.
Right. And that's great, Dave. That is
the only complaint we get about the Impossible Burger, and it was a comment was. it's not made for vegans because it's too meat-like, that it actually makes you, if you're a true vegan and you've been a vegan for 10 years, 15, 20 years, the flavor in and the texture is so meat-like.
Gives them PTSD.
There is no pleasing those vegans. There is no pleasing them at all.
Go eat your bowl of dirt.
Well, Dave, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Right,
Dave.
All right, these guys are going to be munching on these things. Right, right. Did you make extras? You know, Dan Fine's going to be in here, you know, begging any moment now.
We could probably save one for Dan Fine. We'll have to see if we have one for Dan and his wife, yes.
Well, the Impossible Burger is only available at Harvest locations throughout the Delaware Valley. Of course, there's the one in Glen Mills, the one in Radnor.
One in Newtown, Bucks County, awesome. Love that community. North Wales,
right.
Morristown, New Jersey, Harrisburg.
All right.
Delray Beach, Florida.
Soon
Lancaster.
Which is a hell of a lot, a lot of distance to go for a burger.
You know, the amazing thing about Delray Beach, Florida is it doesn't matter. You're down walking through the streets with John DiBella and people come up, John DiBella, you're a Philadelphia radio legend. You're like, I thought we left Philadelphia for a weekend. So it was a great time, though, to spend time with you on vacation.
We've got Outlaw Music Festival tickets coming up at 8:35 at Dave and Steve's Hilo if they're done eating by
I'm going to keep eating.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Oh, well, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're saying.
MGK.
We will give you the opportunity at 7:40 to pick up on tickets, as many as you would like, for the screening of Rampage, the new Dwayne The Rock Johnson movie.
Yeah,
all
sweet.
Right, all right, and that's coming up on Monday. So if you call in and you take part in this, right, you want a pair of tickets, we'll give you that if you get your question right. You want 5-6 tickets, we'll give you that if you get your question right. You want to take an entire Boy Scout troop, we'll give you that if you get your question right. All right, we've got a load of tickets for this premiere, and we will gladly put you at it. But some of these celebrity weird name, Ben Affleck, you know what his middle name is?
Back tattoo.
Bad back tattoo. Your bad back tattoo would work. No, it's Giza.
What?
Yeah, I can't explain them. I can only tell them what they are.
I was going to say Matt Damon.
Jennifer Lawrence's middle name is Schrader, which sounds like she's using somebody's maiden name.
Yeah.
All right. Kate Hudson's middle name is Gary. Right. And here's your favorite, Dave.
What do you got?
James Corden.
Yeah.
All right. His middle name?
Yes. Unfunny.
you really hate this guy.
Awful.
It's amazing, right? His middle name is Kimberly.
Well, that's fitting.
All right.
What?
He looks like a Kimberly. Right.
And supposedly this one is well known. I never heard about it before. Richard Gere's middle name?
Yeah.
Tiffany.
What?
That was his mother's maiden.
When I leave a putt short, that's what I call myself.
Tiffany.
Come on, Tiffany.
Who would give like such dumb middle names like that?
All right. Well, that was his mom's
Mrs.
maiden
Gere.
Name. So,
yeah. Okay.
All right. I guess
okay.
All right. So, but we're gonna give you rock stars, and we'll give you a choice of names, and you've got to figure out what that rock star's name is. That's coming up at 7:40. Classic rock name game. It's time for Classic Rock Name Game, and our very first player this morning is going to be Cam. Good morning, Cam. How you doing? Oh, there, it went through. Good morning, Cam.
Booyakasha.
Where are you from, Cam?
Chestnut Hill, Pennsylvania.
Okay, all right. And how many tickets would you like for this event?
I'm playing for four.
For four tickets, all right.
Five.
Five tickets, okay, all right. Who's the odd man out? What?
Probably himself.
Who's the fifth wheel?
It sounds like three kids.
No, I just I forgot about someone.
Okay, five tickets. All right. Well, give him a name and give him his choices, Steve, and let's see how he does.
All right, Cam. Who is this person? Eric Patrick Clapp. Is it Eric Carmen, Eric Clapton, or Eric Burden?
I'm going to go with Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton is correct. That was an easy one.
Yeah.
You got a gift there, Cam.
All right, so you get
your five tickets. Hold on a moment. All right, let's go on over to Dan. Let's see what Dan's going to play for. Hiya, Dan.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. All right, where are you from?
I'm from Roxburgh.
Okay, and how many tickets would you like to Rampage?
I think I need eight.
You think you need eight? Eight tickets. All right. You better have
something. Yeah, I got a crew.
Okay. You better have something better than Eric Patrick Clapp there.
I think I do.
What do you got?
What about Chaim Witts?
Chaim Witts.
Chaim Witts. Is that Eric Bloom, Gene Simmons, or Geddy Lee?
I'm I'm going to say Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons is correct.
All right. Wow. All right.
Two. Are two for two. Very good. You get your 8 tickets. Let's go over to Eric. Eric, how are you this morning?
Hey, Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. Booyakasha. All right. Where are you from, Eric?
Pottstown.
Pottstown. All right. And how many tickets are you playing for?
30.
30?
Girl!
Yeah, 30 tickets.
I teach an AP class.
All right. That's actually pretty cool. You have to play for a student.
Yeah, field trip.
Bring us students. All right. All right. All right. What do you got for him, Steve?
All right, Eric. William George Perks Jr.
William George Perks Jr.
Is that Bill Wyman, Billy Joel, or Billy Gibbons?
Wyman.
Bill Wyman.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Wow. 30 tickets are coming
that might be a record.
Your way.
Oh, my God.
Well, teacher alert.
Thank God. What is that? Yeah,
we only have 7 left.
We only have 7 left.
Yeah. 30. Dan took 8, wow. And Cam took 5, right?
All right. Shout out to my team.
Go ahead.
Yeah, give him a shout.
All right,
today
AP class, government class,
the Post-Jump
High School in Williamsburg.
Okay.
Hopefully the movie
audio is
better.
Name all 30 students.
Hold on. Let's get James on. James, we got to ask, first off, how many tickets you playing for?
Just four.
Okay. All right. We still have enough left. We had 50,
yeah. Right?
And Eric took 30 of
wow.
them. All right. So 38 are already gone. All right, what do you got for him?
All right, how about Douglas Colvin? Douglas Colvin, is that D. Snyder, D.D. Ramone, or Don Felder?
Oh, I'm going to go with Felder.
You're going to go with Felder, and you, sir, are the first incorrect wow. answer. Oh, I am sorry. That is where we end with Classic Rock Name Game this morning.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.